Chapter 4. I'm going to tell you some news. No, I am not running for president. Although I do know that a sentence, if it's to be complete, must have both a subject and a verb. Nor will I confess that I sleep with children. I will say this, though. My wife is by far the oldest person I ever slept with. Here's the news. I'm going to sue the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Company, manufacturers of Pall Mall cigarettes, for $1 billion. Starting when I was only 12 years old, I've never chain-smoked anything but unfiltered Pall Malls. And for many years now, right on the package, Brown and Williamson have promised to kill me. But I'm now 82. Thanks a lot, you dirty rats. The last thing I ever wanted was to be alive when the three most powerful people on the whole planet would be named Bush, Dick, and Colon. Our government's got a war on drugs. Now, that's certainly a lot better than no drugs at all. That's what was said about prohibition. Do you realize that from 1919 to 1933, it was absolutely against the law to manufacture, transport, or sell alcoholic beverages? And the Indiana newspaper humorist Ken Hubbard said, "Prohibition's better than no liquor at all." But get this. The two most widely abused and addictive and destructive of all substances are both perfectly legal. One, of course, is ethyl alcohol. And President George W. Bush, no less, and by his own admission, was smashed or tiddly-poo or four sheets to the wind a good deal of the time from when he was 16 until he was 40. When he was 41, he says, Jesus appeared to him and made him knock off the sauce, stop gargling nose paint. Other drunks have seen pink elephants. About my own history of foreign substance abuse, I've been a coward about heroin and cocaine.